Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Do you remember a time when we were so happy to have Tua as our quarterback that he would start every second hour with a very long scream of the man's name?
But you're not happy that Tua's your quarterback,
nah,
so you won't do it?
Like, we're Tua. Nah, we're Tua of the program, everyone. Let's get to it.
Wow.
Well, no, maybe love. You haven't heard it that way because we're not really in season, so yeah, it's maybe. Been a while.
And you know, he's been injured. There hasn't been anything crazy to like,
not whoa. Much news.
Injured.
But it'll return. It'll return indeed. It is the Tobin and Leroy show. Tobin out today. Does anyone know if he's in tomorrow? I know nothing about his schedule.
I believe he said yes.
Okay, so he'll be in tomorrow, but he is out today. So Sir Froggy filling in for the boy. Luckily, we still have the gang here. Leroy holding things down with his now acceptable blue beard. We don't even talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
Just like a
yeah,
thing.
We do.
Yeah. It's almost part of you now. It's like part of your personality.
Hey, Vlad.
Yeah.
You see what Coop did to me yesterday?
No, what'd he do?
Oh, what did Coop say? Coop the loop?
It was not Michael Cooper. It
was Michael Cooper.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Was it
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah, what did he say?
He was like, well, first of all, Jennifer asked him about the blue beard.
Solid. Good job. Right.
So wait a minute. So Coop didn't even notice it. You had to throw it to Coop's attention.
Oh, he noticed it.
Looking at him weird.
Because you weren't even there. How would you know?
You can't. How do you not notice it? Like, I mean, it's a blue beard. It just doesn't, like, it's just.
Also, he kept getting on Leroy. So you know what? What's one more thing?
Yeah. But that's the difference between two athletes who probably know each other or know of each other. So they're going to, that's how they break balls. You know what I mean? That's their humor.
Nut crunch, if you will.
It's not nut crunch.
All right.
Okay.
What he said, something along the lines of, what are you doing?
He said, stop playing fool.
Yeah. Well.
Stop playing what?
Stop playing fool.
Nice. That sounds like him. Pretty good. Better than my Godfather impression, for sure.
So what are you doing, Leroy?
Yeah.
Boy, if the mic wasn't like, on, the things Coop would have told Leroy, oh, man, not safe for work.
He was on silly sauce mode.
Man, I would ask him more about Michael Beasley.
From the second he got here.
Anyone ask him about Michael Beasley?
I thought they weren't they supposed to be there with you guys as well? Wasn't both Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson?
What's interesting is Tobin, and this is the snake that Tobin is. I hope he's listening right now. Uh-huh. This is the conniving snake that is Brendan.
Look how you
Tobin.
Turn on each other.
No, this is just...
And they're sitting on the...
This is retaliation because he told me, hey, I got a special guest coming in tomorrow. And I'm like, who? And he's like, don't worry about it, but you're going to want to be here. And I was like, all right, is it Bernie? Is it the guy with the Stanley Cup? Blah, blah, blah. Come to find out, the man was leading me into an ambush to give my hot takes about Michael Beasley to his face in hopes that I would cower in fear of the former NBA basketball player. And I want you and Michael Beasley and Brendan Tobin to know right here, I definitely would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
I definitely would have cowered.
No, well, I don't think so.
No, I definitely would have
cowered. Oh, you would have cowered? Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I definitely would have cowered.
Oh, yeah.
And I definitely.
I was waiting to see who you were trying to
pull. No, I definitely would
have
said.
Squeaky cheeks.
I would have said, Michael, I've never said this about you. Huge fan. Huge fan of yours. I just think you were ahead of your time, actually, Mr. Beasley. That really is what the problem is. And I would have led into that. And by the end of it, Beasley would have got an invite to my bar mitzvah. That's how
bar mitzvah.
Yes.
Wait, when did you turn Jewish?
You would have signed him to play on the lava?
Oh, he would have been. He would have been.
What?
All of a sudden, he would have been a member of Odyssey. I would have got him a key card to this.
He's forever a QAM member.
He can have my my parking pass, whatever he needs, at that point. But
that's so sweet of you.
Luckily, since he's not here. I mean, overrated. I don't know why these guys like this guy so much. He's a glorified LA Fitness player, for all I know. Yeah, he can finish with the right and the left. Whoop-dee-doo. Can't pass the ball to save his life.
Why do you need to? Why you need to when you're going one-on-one?
Well, I mean, you need to because you didn't make it in the league.
What do you mean to make it in the league?
Didn't make it in the league.
You made it in the league.
Because you refused to play team basketball. Refused to play team basketball. But have fun in those cute little pickup games you do.
Hey, you got six figures.
Yeah.
What you got?
Definitely not six figures.
Six ribbits?
Definitely not six figures.
Six chopsticks.
Just about. Six chins, maybe. No need for those. No need for the eruption of laughter.
I know, no need for you that. You know what?
No need for
you
that.
You know what's funny?
Whoa, you're there. The first one to laugh. What are you talking about?
No.
Wait. She'll be sitting there minding her own business, doing whatever. And then somebody will say something. And then she'll all of a sudden act like she's been paying attention the whole show.
God, she's erupting.
You know what? It's very bold of you to assume I'm not paying attention.
It's not that she's not paying attention. She is just prioritizing spring cleaning for some reason. She is
You are cleaning, J-Fig. And I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to say anything.
I know I don't sit on the side of the table.
So what are you trying to say? Leroy? Hold on.
That's Leroy's
side. Are you saying that Leroy's side of the table is disgusting?
It's not for me.
One.
Are you saying Miami?
He is not the only one that sits here.
So are you saying NFL players? Are you saying NFL players?
I know that's him.
Are you saying former NFL players are disgusting?
Okay, how could you say that about Kimbo Camper?
I'm just saying. You saying he's not the only one that sits there, and there's only one other person that sits there.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is true.
Because Omar sits there.
Dave Hyde sits there.
Sometimes Dave Hyde sits on the other side.
Okay, so if it ain't somebody else.
So Daniel, are you saying that former NFL players
and
South Florida reporters are disgusting?
Yeah, clean up after yourself. So sorry.
That's actually probably an accurate statement.
That is probably an accurate statement.
Up after myself.
I believe it. Look at that beard.
Not that look that Jay Fig just gave.
Actually, that
it is crusty and dusty right here.
She just said, adios,
it's not mine.
Sometimes he throws
I haven't
away.
Been there in a week.
Wow, Leroy.
Yeah, it's piled on for months. It's disgusting.
Who's more disgusting, men or birds?
Men.
Wow, but you kill birds.
Yeah, but that's not, it's not a disgusting thing. It's more of like a, she just hates them. It's men also, though. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, T-A-O-S, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
What was that?
Because I just feel like it's just, like, it's weird. Taos.
Taos?
Nah, that's good enough. Leroy, we haven't asked for one all show. Shame on us. Can I get a weather report brought to you by the Mesmin Dover Law Firm, yaxandattorneys.com, free consultations, and 24/7 at 866-954-MORE.
Mesmin and Dover, all your legal needs.
Does this give you nightmares?
Gives them nightmares.
Big happy family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it Christmas? Yeah. There you go. She's got the ad-libs down.
All right. Right now, we got some rain earlier this morning. I got a little shower for about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But right now, it's probably steamy.
Steamy.
Nice. It is partly to mostly cloudy. Look for these passing showers. It's that time of year. And I'm looking up right now. Winds are coming out of south, southeast. And the trees are barely moving. So I'm going to say between 5 and 10 miles an hour to just keep it safe. But it really doesn't look like it's blowing that hard. And it's probably right around 90. Because when I went to get my PT this morning at 6:30, it was already 80 degrees.
6:30?
It is 86 degrees.
Wow.
It was 80 degrees.
Wind is blowing 10 miles per hour. Gust 16. All southeast.
Right. Southeasterly wind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard to tell when it's too cloudy because you can't see the movement of the cloud.
The humidity right now is 71%.
Feels like it.
The humidity says no rain. But I just got a downpour for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, this is I don't listen to that.
I tell people, don't worry about it. It's that time of year where you're going to get a passing shower and you're going to go, this is no rain. But don't worry. I'm telling you. Hmm. Keep your head on a swivel. This time of year can rain at any time.
Wise words from the golfer and Leroy.
The Open's today.
I've been watching it.
Any word on the U.S.
Open? It came on at 6:30.
Our boy,
hold on. You want to a leaderboard real quick?
Let me get a leaderboard, sure. Dog. I got some money on this.
No, you don't.
I don't. Exactly. Not even a little bit.
See what I can tell your line?
Yep.
So, right now, JJ Spahn is leading at 4 under.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
13. Gary Woodland.
Woody.
He's at 3 under. He's a cool story because a couple years ago he had brain surgery.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's finally gotten back.
That's good.
Thomas Dietrich.
Yeah. Not to be confused with C-tree, B-tree, or A-tree.
No, he's at 3 under.
Mm.
Ludwig Åberg. Ludwig. I love listening to Hollywood butcher his name up in the morning.
What does he say in the morning? Ludwig?
Ludwig Åberg.
Ludwig Åberg. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Siwoo Kim is at 2 under. Ludwig is at 2 under.
Hmm.
Lawrence at 2 under. Adam Scott's at 1 under. Rory, 1 under.
Rory.
He's been stinking it up. But he's been back and forth, 2 under, 1 under, whatever.
Didn't he just win a Masters, though? Am I tripping about that? Did that just happen?
What?
Rory. Didn't Rory just win, like, a couple months ago?
He won the Masters.
Yeah.
He's won 3 times before this event. But he played so bad in the Canadian Open.
Oh.
That everybody's like, he was hitting his driver like sideways.
That's why, because I heard this morning they were saying that Rory isn't doing well, and I'm like, didn't he just win like a green jacket?
Jeez. Yeah, he's been struggling the last couple of weeks, man.
What do we even?
You know what? So who we have? Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, Brycey boy.
He's at even par. Yeah. Wyndham Clark, who won a couple years ago, he's at even par.
Wyndham.
You know he's
Brian Harman, even par. He won the Open Championship last year.
Hey, Phil's won over.
Phil's at 1 over.
Phil's still going, huh?
By the way,
this
golf course is brutal.
I thought it was brutal.
I think the last time, I think Angel Cabrera won it at 4 or 5 over.
Yes, I love the Open because that's when bad golf, you have to play bad golf. Bad golf is actually good. Just can't play terrible golf.
Yeah.
Where a par is considered a birdie.
Let me see any other.
That's crazy.
Any other names? Man. Hmm. Man. We got some strugglers. Let me see. See if there's any names that we thought were going to be in contention. Whoever Jay Hicks is, he doing the trunk slam. Along with E. Beck. I'm guessing they might be amateurs because they're plus 11 already.
through 13 holes. So they damn near bogey in every hole.
Yeah, somebody's right. Somebody said that Marcos and Jay Fid look like litchi. You look like a half full gallon, and Jay Fig looked like a quart.
I didn't notice that we're actually matching.
Yeah, we're doing like a white and black thing.
Got the shoes and the pants correct.
Yeah, we're doing. You know, we're looking good today. What can I say? We actually showered. You feel me?
We are waving it.
Wait, what? Leche power? What?
Yeah, dog. You know, sometimes leche power.
That just sounds. Well, wrong. I mean, please stop.
What, leche power?
Nah, I'm not a fan of that.
I don't like it.
What, y'all don't like the liches? Well, I can make a.
Marcos, you could do a sitcom off you guys. Very white for this time of year.
I'm looking like right? J-Fig.
They both need a they both need a tan.
Well, J-Fig can't get no sun.
What? Even when it's sunny?
Yeah, she burns. She got that pale skin.
Very gothic.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I will admit though, I do need to touch a beach recently. Like, I haven't touched a beach recently is what I meant. I need to touch a beach. It is Father's Day weekend, so maybe I have an opportunity to rest and relax.
Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I heard you guys discussing yesterday the lack of attention placed by Publix and other stores.
It is true, but Leroy's breakdown was terrible.
It was. I did respect the argument, but it wasn't this. And then J-Fig started yelling about beer, and Brittany was yelling too. It was just a lot of yelling. So
yeah, a lot of Bud Light slander.
Yeah, Bud Light slander, which was understandable though.
Let's just make sure they're not a sponsor.
I don't think so.
Can I just say this?
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. Tastes like
Bud Light is what I like to call. It's like, what do they call? they call weed like an intro drug.
Yeah. Oh, you right? think that's like an intro? That's
what Bud Light. Wait, Bud Light's a gateway beer.
Gateway beer. Because it's look.
That is.
There's people who live and die by Bud Light.
Ah, the gateway beer.
Gateway beer.
I just said that.
Ah, the gateway beer. Completely original idea. Pabst Blue Ribbon, I thought, was like the gateway beer.
No, that's for, let me tell you something.
That's for the
intangibles. If you go to the corner store in my area.
Yeah.
PBR. With the dudes riding on their bikes. Now, I would tell you what. In my area, there's you know, Mexicans that hang out at the corner store over here.
Is there?
They be drinking the fancy beers. Modelo.
Oh, no. Come on. Drinking, it's always Modelo.
You know what I'm saying? They don't play. Tecada.
Shreeton is right.
Always Modelo time.
Leroy says his own his your area. You live in a cul-de-sac.
No.
outside of the cul-de-sac.
Point for Twitcher.
But why are you playing? Why are you playing? The road to said cul-de-sac got to go through.
It's a very strange road.
Yeah.
It is. Like, I feel like it's not a one-way, but it's like a very long dead end. And remember that one time I wanted to get condiments from
everybody that comes to my house? Everybody that comes to my house the first time, you know what they say? I use your directions, but I don't see nothing. Yeah. Like, keep going. Or when old Dum Dum tried to buy, what would you try to buy mayonnaise from Walgreens?
Oh, that would be crazy, Leroy. It was ranch.
I said, Marcos, where you at? He said, they didn't have no ranch at Walgreens.
And it was just because it was
just a Publix. Wait, I'm like, hey, there's a Publix right next door.
I was just I knew it was going to be a Walgreens. Just wasn't this time, though.
Dude.
When have you ever seen ranch at Walgreens?
If you go right now, I'm sure it's not in stock.
That's not the question.
I'm sure it's in stock.
When have you ever seen ranch at a Walgreens that didn't say expired in 2020?
Well, these are two different questions.
Wow, now you're just trying to
listen.
Walgreens under the bus.
When was the last time you ran up at Walgreens and say, while I'm here, I'm going to grab some ranch?
Right. Sometimes you need emergency ranch on the way home.
What's that ranch gonna cost? $27. And I'm like yelling at him.
Very overpriced ranch.
He finally comes, Vlad. I'm yelling at him. I'm like, there's a Publix right next door.
He actually never brought ranch, right?
No, I did.
He just
but
gave up.
It was like the second.
Let me ask you this.
It was the second quarter.
How stoned were you?
Well, officer, there's no need for me to. There's no need for me.
Because, hey, Blake.
Fam, if there's a Publix right next to the Walgreens,
yes,
and you're bringing condiments. He said condiments, it's not condoms. Yeah. Condiments.
There's a long line. You know, Publix, hey, everyone wants to go.
Super Bowl Sunday. He got the look, right? He got the look, right?
Yeah.
And then I had to pass on this to everybody.
Oh.
You know, at Ranch, because my boy tried to buy Ranch from Walgreens.
you trusted the wrong person.
If I go to Walgreens right now, I'm going to place an order.
No, I knew something was up because he said, you need anything else?
Wait.
Look, I'm going to place a DoorDash order for Ranch, and it's going to arrive here before the end of the show.
No!
And it's gonna come to Walgreens.
I would love that.
Dude, if you actually DoorDash Ranch.
$5.49 is all it costs if you guys want your Ranch. Not what you're paying at these other places.
Delivery fee.
You could have just walked downstairs. There's like there's like 16 restaurants downstairs. I guarantee they have Ranch.
Nah, but it's not Walgreens Ranch. It comes with the dust.
it comes with the best?
Yeah.
Comes with a different color?
Yeah.
And taste?
Every time Marcos has come over to my house since,
yeah,
he has called and did the courtesy call. You need anything? I say, absolutely not.
He actually does. He says, from you specifically? Hell no.
You know, I'm waiting for you and Leroy to have
do they sell ice at
Yes.
Walgreens?
Yes,
Walgreens?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, but I wouldn't because it costs like $8.
Yeah.
It does,
no,
but
I'm just
wondering
if you were to ever ask him for ice.
No, that's going to get, you know what? 4th of July weekend, crack jokes you want, people are going to the pharmacies to grab ice because
the
ice is sold out.
Yep.
You know where I get my ice? Sam's.
Nah.
Wholesale.
Or I go to Restaurant Depot.
I can't
That's
wait.
Good.
I can't
it's like
wait.
It's like a dollar cheaper than getting it at Publix.
There's going to be a time you and Leroy's leaving a Publix and you're leaving a Walgreens and an incident's going to happen.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be historical.
I'm gonna be like,
it's going to be historical.
This is what I'd be like, Mel, I asked him to come to Publix and get it. I'm at Publix. Look at this dumbass walking out of Walgreens.
Leroy, I got the Reds. It's expired, but I got it.
While Leroy's walking out with like two Bud Lights, two 12 packs of Bud Light.
Hey, and I'm like, I thought you could only get the big can at the corner store. Publix sell the big can now.
Of course.
Big can. You get one individual can.
Absolutely.
But you know what they don't have?
What? Brown bags?
Paper bags.
Brown paper bags.
They don't have the paper bag.
On Publix?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, they don't have a paper bag.
The paper bag is.
I'm talking about the single big can paper bag.
They do.
That you get at the corner store.
They do.
At Publix?
I used to use those.
Don't.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
What are you drinking at Publix?
Is that where you bury the birds in those bags?
Stop accusing me of things.
Perfect little.
Accusing? I mean, it might be the fit.
Perfect little bird holder.
You know?
How about this? I went to a Publix yesterday.
My Publix has two different sizes.
They had breakfast.
What?
Wait, what?
Breakfast.
Publix got breakfast now?
Really?
Boar's Head breakfast. They got burritos and sausage, egg, and cheese on biscuit.
Yeah.
And you know then what, bacon on a croissant.
I don't know. I feel like Publix is doing too much. Yesterday, my mom, who lives in Orlando, but she's
hold on. No. Here. We can't. Ever since the tornado story.
It's a real story.
Stories that include your mom. Or suspect.
Well, this one is suspect, too, though, because she's like, she came home with sushi from Publix.
Marcos is Marcos.
She came home with sushi from Publix, and I'm like, you got sushi from Publix? She's like, yeah, it's Wednesday. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
Well, people do that.
They make it fresh.
People do that, yeah.
They don't make it fresh,
hey,
dude.
Hey, Rebecca gets California rolls all the time.
There's a, look.
They have their own little sushi guy back there.
This guy says there's a bar. Pines.
Oh, yes.
With a bar.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's by my house.
Yeah.
Is that in
Wow, it's just Pines.
Yeah. That's by my house.
You know, on Pines.
What about
Pines? On Pines, there's probably between University, if you go across 75, 7 Publix.
Wait. Time out. If we go from University and we go west.
Go west on Pines.
There might be.
Like
no, he might be right. There might be. Yeah.
Because there's one on University and Pines.
Yep.
Then when you go right down the street to like Pine Island,
there's one on Flamingo. Nile,
there's a Publix on the left.
There's one on Flamingo.
And then when you keep going,
and then there's one in the
Publix on the left again at Flamingo.
Right, and then there's
and
one.
And then you go across the street, across the highway. There's a Publix on the right behind the car dealership.
Whoa. Leroy.
What?
We're getting close, too close to Vlad's living area. Let's not mention it.
I mean, you just mentioned it now.
Relax. I don't want people knowing about that.
Because
there's two of them. There's two.
Right across the street.
Right across from each other.
On the other side by the Cheddars right. or whatever that is.
And the only time I've ever seen two Publix across each other was like it's usually towards east, heading towards the beach, like on Oakland Park.
I've seen it because they were going to. I heard they were going to move the Publix.
Wow.
And then when they started building the Publix, they realized it was supposed to be, what they call it, Greenwise? They were going to do a Publix that was all Greenwise,
mm-hmm.
and then they trashed it, so they just made it a regular Publix.
And the crazy
it's actually small.
And the crazy thing about the double Publix, like right across from each other, they're both packed.
Yep. Just depending on what side of the road you're on.
I'm like, geez, really? We love some Publix down here. Publix is Georgia and Florida. Publix runs everything.
Yeah. I like going to Publix by myself. I don't go with my wife because she do too much perusing.
Too much.
Right? I like to go in, get what I want, and get the hell out of there. And she walk down the aisles and be looking at stuff like, oh, I haven't had this in a... Let's go. No.
Let her peruse.
Look, we've done an enormous amount of Publix talk. And
hey, Publix, send us some sandwiches, yo.
We've murdered the
Publix!
Publix, send us some sandwiches.
You know what?
Send us some pub subs.
My friends have not had the experience of the Publix breakfast. So feel free.
Mañana.
It's only from 7 to 9.
Mañana. Oh. Send it. Bring it to us.
Publix breakfast.
I had a biscuit. I don't too much like sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits. I like it on.
Oh, yeah, the sausage. Oh, okay.
And but that burrito was spicy, and it had all the good stuff in it.
What's the good stuff?
Except, just listen. I was grating it, you know what I'm saying? As I was grating it, it got a couple of marks down for trying to put that trash-ass turkey sausage in my burrito.
Ah.
Right? I ain't here for your health kick. Mm. I want full sausage.
Hey, yo, come on now. What's going on?
And on that note,
Leroy.
On that note.
Leroy, that was flaky. Leroy, that was flaky. Apologize right now.
Shot in the ball on the side.
Hey, yo.
Apologize. That was so flagrant right there.
What?
When we come back.
I'm not even repeating
it. We will get Leroy's apology.
Nut crunching or nut cutting.
We've reached
it's
nut crunching.
It's nuts. That's what it is right now. This segment's nuts.
More Tobin and Leroy when we come.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Come back. Yeah. Let's go. You found me. I didn't do her ad libs from now on. Yeah. Chill.
Oh, so you think she's going to need a hype man?
Everyone needs a hype man. Leroy?
No.
Stay hydrated, champ. Beautiful, beautiful Thursday here.
It's raining, by the way.
The Tobin and Leroy show. Is it raining? Oh, it is raining.
On that side of the building, it was raining a lot more than this.
On this side? What, you did a lap of the building? Did a lap of the building?
It's sunny by my house. I had to. Welcome to South Florida.
Interesting. Interesting. It is the Tobin and Leroy show. Tobin out today. Allegedly, will be back tomorrow. We haven't confirmed.
Is he in Phoenix?
Is he in Phoenix? I don't think he's in Phoenix. You think he's negotiating the Kevin Durant deal?
Yeah, Tobin's so desperate right now. He'll fly himself
well,
to Phoenix
listen,
and sell himself.
Keep him away from this deal. He will do whatever he possibly can.
Oh yeah,
to
he's
doing it.
Oh, he's selling cheeks.
He
would sell cheeks.
Which there's going to be a scandal, and look what Zion's dealing with. No one wants to deal with that nowadays.
He just moved on from Zion.
Oh well.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean,
you kind of got to move on
and
from Zion
Giannis
when there's a, you know.
Yeah, Giannis though.
When there's a DV case and all of that coming at you. You got to stay away from that. Got to stay away.
Today, June 12th, couple famous birthdays.
What happened on June 12th?
June 12th is two of my brother's birthdays. Huh? Not twins. They were born 2 years apart. Both on June 12th.
So definitely that means your parents.
Not my parents. My dad and his mom. I don't know what they were doing around the same time. At the same time every year. Must
so definitely your dad. Yeah. At some time around.
Must be like Christmas.
Somebody's birthday anniversary. Yeah,
Fourth of sure. July weekend. He going to eat fireworks.
Because no, June. It has to be June 12th. How long
it's nine
June?
Months,
nine
bro.
9 months. But then, but yeah, I mean, that'll be 11
so,
months, right? 12?
Yeah, sometime in the summer. There was a summertime
something,
barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay. And somebody,
somebody's birthday.
Somebody was cooking.
I mean, yeah. 2 years. Seems like they kicked off the football season with a little.
Yeah, a little bit of romance. A little bit of romance.
A celebration.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe yeah.
Labor Day. It's football. So football gets them going.
That's
you know what
right.
I think? I know what happened.
What do you think?
The last day of Labor Day.
Labor Day.
It was some laboring.
Look, I don't know. Man. My father was an animal.
Okay.
For that guy.
I don't know how many people would say like put it out there like that.
No, he's okay. I'm talking and when I say that I mean he was 6'4", Marine in the 70s.
Wait a minute, who would win a fight? Marco's dad or Jay Figg's dad?
She's a special agent. Her dad's a special agent.
But your dad's
so
a Marine.
I don't know the things that he knows though.
Hey.
Like, I don't know the training he has. Yeah.
Sight unseen.
It's training.
Yeah.
I take on Marco's dad. Because okay. I've met Papa Fig.
Yeah. Well, I think as of right now, Papa Fig would win.
And you know what?
Because
watch out.
And I told him.
Yeah.
I told him, you scare me.
He's a scary
man. And you know
what
he did?
He laughed in your face.
Yes. He laughed.
Wait, your dad scared Leroy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leroy, you
dude.
Got... He's a scary man.
Hey.
He's a scary man.
Hey.
Those green eyes, man.
Hey, he give you that look.
Dreamy and scary.
Those green eyes are scary.
Hey, Vlad. Vlad, you know I grew up where, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Ninth Ward Horde.
Something about him, when he look at you and don't hardly talk, and just smile.
Okay.
Yeah, nope.
Mm.
He's seen some things in his life.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Wait, he got bit by a shark.
Oh, yes. I bit the shark back.
Bass act too aggressive, I throw his ass away.
Wait, if your dad is killing jaws, of course you're killing birds. He's fun. He's fun to your family.
Drew Holiday, birthday today.
Oh, really?
Lil Duval, birthday
today.
Oh,
happy 50, Lil Duval.
50?
Yeah, I saw his IG post.
All right, well, then he had a nice auntie anymore.
He had a nice auntie giving him gifts.
That is correct. You saw that? Put it back, 48, Jennifer. Though.
What?
Put it back. Anyone not scared of sharks scare me.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So that basically means you're terrified of white people. Because they're the only ones getting in that water talking about petting sharks and stuff like that.
Karen scare me.
You keep that fear of life, you'll stay around a little bit longer. Mark Henry.
If you're just careful?
Yeah, essentially.
I mean, listen. There's a fundamental difference between white folks and black folks. Not the other stuff. But I'm just saying a fundamental difference.
Yeah.
White folks need to know. Black folks don't. So if there's a noise, white folks need to see where the noise came from.
Yes.
Black folks get the gist of it and get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, that's
not a lot.
Say
of black...
that we're uneducated. It's not that. We just know already. We don't need to learn.
I don't need to know what that noise is.
I don't.
Or that crazy animal sound coming from the bushes.
Don't need to know what those crazy paws with nails do.
I think we should change the stigma. I think me, Vlad, Leroy, and Channing Crowder.
It's already no.
What? We can go on a ghost hunt.
You don't count.
No, I can lead as like, you know, I'm like in between. We can be a ghost hunt. We can all just do,
here's the perfect example.
So this is an all minority?
Vlad.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Change the stigma.
Because in this world, we're in the intangibles.
Hockey.
How long could you last in Naked and Afraid?
Oh.
2 minutes.
Yeah. I got it going off at 30 seconds when they drop you off in the truck.
Yeah, I
don't even want to be naked.
And you in your little loincloth.
See, the thing about
it
is
that first mosquito bite you.
That's the thing. It's not about being naked. We're naked all the time. We just don't like things biting us while we're naked.
Or the people that build a hut, I'll be like, man, I got a full-blown ass house in Davie.
Wow.
Yeah, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Jennifer, you think you could survive?
I can survive longer than you guys for sure, yeah.
Well, longer than 3 minutes. That ain't saying a whole lot.
Hey.
And listen, I'll be running behind the truck. I'll be running behind the truck that dropped us off.
Yeah. I wanted to get off the truck, bro.
All of a sudden, Leroy's going to run a 4.240 all of a sudden.
Yeah.
To get back
guys.
When I realized, because the first thing they show the next day is all the people eaten up by bugs. And then there's always the one guy with the sickle that he made that little sickle do.
If it wasn't for the bugs, I'd survive a lot longer. But bugs love me. I hate it.
I'm diabetic, so they love my ass.
What about the rest of your body? Guys, you're talking about 40s and running and shirtless and all this stuff, and it kind of made me think of a story that I saw yesterday, which was actually local. You guys remember that guy who got viral maybe about 2-3 months ago for his morning routine?
Oh, the guy drinking all that water.
Yes.
He's a fraud, wasn't he?
So...
he's a liar.
Well, of course he's a liar.
They're all liars.
His routine is crazy.
They all lie.
But his videos would always end with shirtless, running, and everyone was always like, "Wow, you know, this guy is an athletic monster."
No, he's not. Yeah. I could tell he run about a 4.6, 4.7.
Yesterday, YouTuber or Twitcher, I should say, iShowSpeed.
iShowSpeed's very fast.
Beat him 4 times in a row in a race.
Yeah,
and we're talking cleats on the grass. We're talking a barefoot on the grass. Shoes on the
church
pavement.
Shoes?
No, like running shoes on the pavement. Okay. And they did one in church shoes.
And
I don't know why they did that one in church shoes.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. That was
honestly to see this man fall from grace, and the way that this grown man was like begging
Speed, who, as you know, was going to race Tyreek Hill. But Tyreek Hill famously backed out of the race.
Well, isn't Tyreek Hill supposed to race Noah Lyles this weekend?
Indeed.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a difference in being fast and being a professional sprinter.
Yes.
Okay? So, we had a guy who played wide receiver that won a silver medal in the 200, right? And he was telling me, yeah, you train for a 200, and they call you fast, but that ain't got nothing to do with a football field. And so I'm going to go the other route. When you training to run or to be a sprinter, it ain't like football. That dude is a professional runner. He is not just fast, but he is the fastest man on this earth. So Tyreek gonna look like us.
Well, I show speed race with Lyles.
I know what a professional sprinter looks like.
Who's your sprinter? Ronaldo Nehemiah?
No, I'm trying to think of his name. I couldn't think of it. He won the silver in 200, and he tore. And the reason why I remember it, he tore his quad. Oof. Not in that, but and so every time, like, when he took his pedal, you could see, like, the hole.
Hey,
and, yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, man.
He said, sprinting is totally different than football. He says, a different mindset. Everybody just look at fast being fast, but it's not like that. And that's coming from a guy who was a sprinter. He said, guess what? It's, like, it would be the equivalent to a guy running 100 to run the 400. But you fast. Different kind of training. That's why the guy who wins the 100 might run the 200, but that's it.
Yeah, won't do the 400.
Right, no.
As we sprint to the finish line of this hour, we got, I don't know if you guys know, there's a big hockey game tonight, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Something about the Stanley Cup or something like that. So we're going to talk more about the big, big game 4 in Sunrise tonight. Also, we have the Miami Dolphins with some news leaking out of the camp. Seems like there's a bit of a culture change on the horizon, and we have multiple games to play because it wouldn't be a Frog Boy show without a game to waste your time. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.